Late yesterday afternoon, Governor Scott Walker submitted comments to the EPA critical of the Obama administration's climate change plan. The Wisconsin DNR and State Public Service Commission also weighed in against the proposal on the last day of public comments on the topic. DNR Air Program Director Bart Sponseller says one of his agency's biggest concerns is that Wisconsin would not get credit for reducing carbon dioxide emissions over the last decade or so through efforts such as greater energy efficiency.
We have our Focus on Energy program in our renewable portfolio standard that's being implemented over the past several years.
Sponseller says states that have made some reductions of carbon dioxide are being asked to do even more than states that have done very little. Keith Riopel of the environmental group Clean Wisconsin says the Walker administration's reaction is understandable, but Riopel says states that are well positioned to make further cuts in emissions should do so.
Take advantage of the infrastructure that we've already created, like the large natural gas-fired plants, which have half the carbon emissions of a coal plant.
One of the Wisconsin power plants partway through the conversion from coal to natural gas is the We Energies Valley plant near downtown Milwaukee. Pollution coming out of the plant's two smokestacks has long made the site a target for community groups that wanted less soot to fall on nearby neighborhoods. But attorney Dennis Gwazinski, who represents the Cleaner Milwaukee Coalition, says the fuel changeover at the Valley plant will also reduce contributions to global warming.
One of those smokestacks now is going to have far fewer emissions of carbon dioxide in another year or so. Both stacks.
Gwazinski says he'd like to see power companies get behind President Obama's climate change proposal. But We Energies spokeswoman Kathy Schultz says her company has also just filed comments criticizing the president's plan. Schultz says the EPA may not be right about how often natural gas plants can run.
2012, when gas prices were unusually low, our Port Washington units, they only ran at 50%. So increasing that to 70%, we're not sure that that's a realistic target.
Schultz says We Energies has also invested in wind energy and other cleaner sources of fuel. But many homeowners and businesses have also put up small wind turbines or solar panels, and some of those people support reducing greenhouse gas emissions. Here at the Milwaukee Brewing Company, solar panels have been installed on the roof to help heat water to make beer. Company founder Jim McCabe says using less carbon-based fuel is the right thing to do.
With our lifestyle, we're poisoning the planet, and carbon emissions from vehicles is on the downswing, and every business has a responsibility to use the technology that's out there.
McCabe's not happy that the State Public Service Commission has been approving rate cases this fall that he says will make things more difficult for solar energy users. And now the two Scott Walker appointees on the PSC have joined the criticism of President Obama's climate change plan. Chuck Quirnbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.